Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Total Information AM at 822 with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman, and joined in studio by Ninth Ward Alderman Michael Browning. And I really appreciate you coming in. Debbie and I both do. You know, spending some time in Nashville a few times a year now doing college basketball, I've noticed heavy traffic there. I used to look at them and say, we're competing with them. Now I agree. You can adopt some things that they do. And one of the things you're adopting is the way they calm traffic there. In the city of St. Louis, sometimes who you know or what kind of pull your alderman has plays a significant role in getting things done. Traffic calming devices like speed humps. And how does the system work? Let's talk about that. And thank you again for being here.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to join you. So Nashville has a Department of Transportation, something that the city of St. Louis just recently approved on the latest ballot at a stunning 88.5% of the vote. Clearly, there's a need out on our streets, and there's a sense of danger that's out there. So traffic calming is a way to address that danger. And what Nashville has done is make a resident-initiated process that allows people to really request traffic calming on their street and then put it in the hands of the experts at their Department of Transportation to decide what the best treatment for that street is. So we've kind of lifted that from Nashville, and we are applying that to a policy here in St. Louis. And what I really like about it is that it is still very resident-driven, but it puts the design in the hands of the experts.
There are speed humps that have been showing up all over the city, and they're good because when you hit one and you didn't realize it, you're like, "Woo! I better slow down." But they're not on my street, so how do I get? That's I can think the question everybody has: why? How do I get one on my street?
Well, have you called your alderman?
No,
or your
I have
alderwoman?
Not.
So that's the thing. Right now, the way that we do traffic calming in St. Louis often is that you need to request it through your alderperson. You call them. Every alderperson has a different system. Some have petitions that they'll have you circulate. Some will just give you the speed hump. But oftentimes, it's only a speed hump that we'll put down because the process as it occurs right now means that we have to pass a board bill to create a speed hump. So that's a weeks-long process. Our colleagues vote on it. It's very silly. And then it takes over a year to actually get it installed. So we want this process to be something where residents identify and say, hey, people are speeding on our street. We know something needs to be done, but I don't know exactly what because I don't know about you, but I'm not a traffic engineer. This process allows people to request that, and then it puts it in the hands of our experts at our future Department of Transportation that will then be able to decide the best treatment for that street.
The more speed humps, the more funding. So where does that come from? What will that process look like?
Initially, this will still require aldermanic funding, but the design will be done by experts versus what we're doing right now, which is just hitting that speed hump button over and over again. Eventually, though, we would like this Department of Transportation to have its own fund for traffic calming. That's what Nashville has. They started with about $500,000 when they first started this program, quickly found out that that's not enough, and their budget has grown to be about $3 million each year. They were very helpful in helping us draft this policy, but we know that you can't copy and paste from one city to the next. We all have different styles of government, so we've tried to adapt this to what St. Louis needs.
I'm sure one of the reasons that bill passed by such a huge margin is you just have to drive around the city. There are car bumpers on every corner. It just seems like people are running into everything. So clearly we need to calm the traffic. It is a little bit out of control. But since that passed, how long does it take from the voters saying, yes, we want this, until it actually starts to roll out?
Yeah, well, I call it carnage because it comes from cars, and it is the pieces of cars sitting all over our city. Clearly the aftermath of sometimes a really dangerous or even sometimes fatal car crash. So this new Department of Transportation was meant to be an answer to that, and it's following a model that many other cities have followed in the recent years. This will have an effective date of July 1st, 2029, and I know people are thinking, well, 2029 is a long ways away. Well, it is, but this is something that was requested by the administration in order to make this transition. We want to make sure it has the proper funding, the proper staffing so that it can do this work, and that's going to require it to be built out by ordinance. So now that the public has overwhelmingly approved this idea, we're going to get to work, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to working on in my next term.
Before we let you go, Ninth Ward Alderman Michael Browning joining us in studio. The Rams settlement money, where do you fall on that in terms of spending? Is there a top project that you would want to spend it on?
Yeah, so, I think it's misleading to say that this is a transformative amount of money. It's only a quarter, it's less than a quarter, really, of our annual city budget. So if invested wisely, I think we can make sure to address critical infrastructure needs, whether that be water or our streets. Certainly that's what we've gotten from community engagement, but I think it's time for the Board of Aldermen to do our jobs, decide what the most critical needs in our city are, and address those.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today, and we have many more questions, but we don't have any more time. Michael Browning, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.